You're listening to SBS News.
Language interpreters give a voice to victims of crime during court hearings and police investigations. Those who work on family violence cases have told SBS News the job can be isolating and traumatic with little support available. Shashi Kosha, who previously did interpreting as an unpaid community service, says there has been an explosion in family violence matters over the past decade.
It all started around 95 or onwards, where it got more and more and more and more. And in today's date, still we don't know what is causing. So that's where I say everywhere in the meetings also, because we don't know what is causing this, we can't fix it. Doesn't matter how much money we keep on pouring, that will be just going into the drain. That's all.
Mr. Kosha says the memories of family violence stories can linger for a long time. He's worried about a shortage of interpreters and he thinks police could use them even more.
Like me, there are quite a few people who are speaking different languages and they can do it, like Sri Lankan, like Burmese, like really Punjabi also, and we are in different shifts anyway. So they are saying that why can't we use these services? Yes, we are not qualified and we haven't got those certificates by NATA or whatever organization has come up lately. But yes, we are doing that job.
Rhea Jago from the Women's Legal Service Victoria says sometimes interpreters are not present when they should be. She says the most vulnerable women are Indigenous and victims who speak English as a second language.
Recently we had a case where the police didn't call an interpreter when they actually had been called to an incident. The person who was using violence got in first. That's a tactic that they often like to use. Mm. And so when police got there, he actually had better English than she did. In fact, she didn't speak English, so he told his story. He told the police that she had attacked him and that she was crazy. That's language that often we hear from men choosing to use violence. And so she wasn't able to respond.
The Women's Legal Service reviewed Melbourne Magistrates Court matters last year and found of the 32 women wrongly named as aggressors by police, half were born in non-English-speaking countries. Its report suggests this data can be linked to the use of interpreters because if police don't arrange one, women from linguistically diverse backgrounds won't have their stories told. Angela Lynch from Queensland's Women's Legal Service says when police don't understand a woman's story, family violence orders can be issued incorrectly against victims.
And there's also issues in relation to shortages of interpreters in certain language groups and also concerns around women who are speaking about very sensitive topics being concerned that the interpreters may spread rumours or, you know, not be as confidential as they should be in a professional setting and that their story may get back out into the community, which brings a lot of shame to those women.
But Ms Lynch says even when interpreters are used, other problems can arise.
We have had some interpreters acting quite inappropriately where we've questioned really whether they are interpreting what the legal advice is being provided or whether they're actually giving advice themselves to the client or feeling sort of imposing themselves in the scenario.
Victoria Police acknowledges that some victims from different cultural communities might be reluctant to utilise an interpreter because of privacy concerns. Ms Jago agrees there is an inaccuracy risk and when interpreters operate under time pressure in courts, the justice system can be compromised.
I think what's really important is that decision makers within the court system and those who are involved in making sure that the interpreter services are as useful as possible and are supportive is making sure that the interpreters are appropriately funded so that not only are they family violence trained and really aware of the possibility of colluding with the aggressor.
The other danger is using the same interpreter for both the victim and the perpetrator. In 2016, the Family Violence Royal Commission recommended an update of guidelines to emphasise the risk involved with using the same interpreter, as well as using children to translate in family violence cases. In a statement, Victoria Police says officers shouldn't use individuals known to the perpetrator or family members as interpreters, and they will obtain one at the earliest opportunity. In particular, having children interpreting can put them at risk of emotional trauma when hearing detailed accounts of family violence. Queensland courts say in family violence matters, an interpreter will be arranged for the first hearing, while Queensland police try to locate someone at the station who speaks the language or pay for an interpreter. Meanwhile, Court Services Victoria says family violence matters in the Magistrates Court require two interpreters, and the court asks victim survivors if they prefer male or female so they feel safe to share their story. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.